I'm here today to talk about my new book with two co-authors, Bob Nelson, the former director of the American Bar Foundation, and Ellen Berry, who's a professor at the University of Toronto. Rights on Trial interrogates America's seemingly clear commitment to equal opportunity in the workplace. Virtually every company, as you know better than anyone, has anti-discrimination policies, extensive complaining processes, and so on. And we have laws across a number of areas to protect rights across a range of marginalized groups. And yet, as we all know, troubling inequalities of pay, promotion, board composition, and the like remain frustratingly intransigent. When aggrieved individuals turn to the law, the adversarial character of litigation imposes considerable personal and financial costs. I'm sure you on the plaintiff side could tell great stories about that, or sad stories about that, that often made plaintiffs in our research tell us they feel like they've lost even when they've won. Employer defendants also report to us that they're dissatisfied with the system, feeling held up by what they see as frivolous cases, dragged into court over minor matters. And even when the case is resolved, the conditions that give rise to these lawsuits rarely get addressed in the workplace. Through the book elaborates the mechanisms by which we argue that this happened. And we argue that contemporary approach to workplace discrimination law, while it's mostly all we've got, but it has perversely come to reinforce the hierarchies that anti-discrimination laws were designed to address. So the book uses three unique data sets: the universe of EEOC claims for about an almost 20-year period, a national random sample of federal court filings, which we went out to federal courts and record centers and drew a random sample, and then interviews with